Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. The presidential contest, what we can see so far, is the Democrats are dominated by the president of the United States, as what you would expect in a reelection. Although I have this summary of why there might be some disorder in the assumption that Mr. Biden is sailing towards a reelect. This is from The Dispatch, which is carefully written summary of the news by young people who are very smart and no particular partisan bent. They're professionals. The reasons for this dissatisfaction with Mr. Biden are manifold. In addition to legitimate concerns about Mr. Biden's age and his capacity to do the job, a majority of Americans disapprove of his handling of both the economy overall and the inflation that spent 2 years eroding their purchasing power. The administration's chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal diminished Mr. Biden's competence in the eyes of many voters, as has his approach to the country's increasingly porous southern border. I'll end there, Liz. That sounds like tombstone writing for a presidency.
Well, in any other normal time, Joe Biden would certainly be expected not to be reelected. His approval ratings on the issues that matter most to Americans have been catastrophic, really, for about a year. And given that so many Democrats, by far the majority of Democrats, don't want him to run, they think he's too old, et cetera. If your own party's turning on you, John, it's pretty bad. The only thing that's different, of course, this time around is that Donald Trump is the presumptive opponent, and people are pretty convinced he can't win. I have no idea if that's true or not. Right now, the most recent poll out, I think, is Wall Street Journal. They have Joe Biden and Donald Trump absolutely tied. I leave it up to the viewer to figure out whether that makes any sense or not. I do think both parties have a huge problem. Democrats have a huge problem in that they have an epically unpopular president, most unpopular president of either party since Jimmy Carter, and actually very close to Jimmy Carter in terms of polling. They don't like their VP candidate, so just asking Joe Biden to step aside like tomorrow because of ill health or something doesn't really work, because then they're stuck with Kamala Harris, whose polling is actually almost worse. I think last time I looked, it's actually worse in terms of unfavorables than Joe Biden himself. The Republicans also have a very big problem. Donald Trump completely, utterly dominates the field. That might change. Something crazy could happen in New Hampshire or Iowa where he doesn't win those contests. But certainly most of the polling shows that he will. And he is the presumptive nominee, even after he will spend much of next year in court trying to fend off indictments on four different matters. And, it's really not clear how he's going to end up in terms of those trials. So it's a total mess. I have yet to see a Republican candidate leap out of the pack and be the nominee, the alternative to Donald Trump, who can really beat him. Ron DeSantis was supposed to be that nominee, and he kind of faltered, and everybody ganged up on him in a very formidable way, and he has not withstood the onslaught very successfully. But honestly, I have no idea how someone's going to push Donald Trump out of the race. My view is both these guys should step aside and let the country get back to more normal business. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
We just have 30 seconds, and I mentioned a surprise to me. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley has caught up in the polling in New Hampshire with Ron DeSantis. They're both at 10. Trump is way ahead. Haley, 30 seconds, Liz. Does that make sense to you? Nikki Haley can win the Republican race?
Well, it does, because it certainly makes sense that she'll be a contender. And right. I've always wondered why she wasn't. Successful Republican governor of a swing state, South Carolina, and also a foreign policy experience because of her successful run at the UN. So, yes, I think she's a contender.
Elizabeth Peake, I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.